Hello and welcome to Big Seas Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Big Spiderbeck, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Big Seas Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Big Spiderbeck. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is going to be a battle between two bass players, Steve Brown and Ward Lay. I'm afraid I don't have any biographical information about Ward Lay. All I know is the bands that he played with. I looked up Brian Rust's Jazz Records discography and I found that Ward Lay recorded with Gus Arnheim, the California Ramblers, the Charleston Chasers, Hot Air Man, Roger Wolfgang, Bert Lon, Lloyd Newton, Ben Selvin, and Joe Venuti and his All-Star Orchestra. Steve Brown, on the other hand, we have quite a bit of biographical information, and I'm going to read from Don Reynolds' biography of Paul Whiteman. Theodore Steve Brown was born on January 13, 1890 in New Orleans, Louisiana, and died on September 15, 1965 in Detroit, Michigan. He started on tuba and subsequently switched to string bass. He played in New Orleans with his brother, trombonist Tom Brown, until about 1913. Then he left the music business. He re-entering in 1920, Brown went to Chicago and was hired for a job in a band at the Blackstone Hotel. Eventually, he joined the Friars Society Orchestra at the Friars Inn. And 1924, he joined Gene Goldcat and remained with him until September of 1927, when the Goldcat Victor recording band broke up. Brown then went to Whiteman, where he remained until mid-February of 1928, went back to Detroit and played again with the Goldcat. All right, let's get started with the Battle of the Bands. For round one, the contribution from Ward Lay is going to be Sweet Jenny Lee, recorded on November 17, 1930 by Lloyd Newton and his Varsity 11. And this consists of Jack Purvis on trumpet, Bobby Davis on clarinet and alto sax, Joe Gillespie on clarinet and tenor sax, Sam Hoffman and Sidney Harris on violin, Lou Kobe on piano, Ed Sexton on guitar, Ward Lee on string bass, Jack Powers on drum. There is a vocal here, and it's by Ed Kirkaby, who was also the leader of the band, and question mark Dick Dixon. For the contribution of the Steve Brown to round one, I'm going to play Just Imagine. This was recorded on July 12, 1928 by Gene Golcat and his orchestra, with Earl Baker, Joe Hooven, and Sterling Bowes on trumpet, Pee Wee Hunt, Vernon Brown on trombone, Volley DeFault, Larry Tice, Dale Skinner on reeds. Harold Stokes was the director. Ben Shriven and Earl Wright were on violin, Art Grunwald on piano, George Rose banjo guitar, Steve Brown on string bass, Dick Orr on drums. Apparently there is also an unknown violoncello, and Greta Woodson is on vocal. Of course, Just Imagine is a well-known piece because there is an obbligato behind the vocal, which some people thought was Bix, but it turns out that it is indeed Sterling Bowes. All right, so let's start with the round one of the Battle of the Bass Players. First Ward Lee in 1930, then Steve Brown in 1928.
Thank you.
Listen carefully to the solo, the muted trumpet solo by Jack Purvis there. Okay, now let's move to round two of the Battle of the Bands. For the Wardlay contribution, I'm going to play Me and the Man and the Moon, recorded by the California Ramblers on November 15, 1928, with the Angie Ratner and Al King on trumpet, Carl Loeffler on trombone, Carl Orech and Harold Marcus on clarinet or alto sax, Sam Ruby on tenor sax, Larry Kosky on violin, Chauncey Gray on piano, Tommy Fellini on banjo, Ward Lay on string bass, Al Weber on brass bass, and Stan King on drums. I will follow that with the Wang Wang Blues. This was recorded, let's see, on September 22nd, 1927 by Paul Wyman and his orchestra, with Henry Bossi on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Charles Strick Payden on baritone sax, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet, Harry Perel on piano, Mike Pingettori on banjo, Steve Brown on string bass, and Harold MacDonald on drums. So let's get round two going. First, Ward Lay from 1928, and then Steve Brown from 1927. Thank you. those string bass players there are really good. You can hear them prominently throughout both of those recordings. I used to have something that I called the record of the week. I'll try now with the record of the month. This is a recording that I listened during the past month and really caught my fancy. This is After You've Gone, recorded by the Charleston Chasers on January 27, 1927, with the Red Nichols on trumpet, Miff Ball on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet, Nat Alto sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Dick McDonough on banjo or guitar, and Vic Burton on drums. So let's listen to the record of the month, the Charleston Chasers, 1927. That's terrific stuff, isn't it? And when I read the composition of the band, I took that from the last edition of Brian Rust. There's no question that that's wrong. There is a brass bass, a tuba, there throughout the recording, most likely Joe Tarto, who was often with Red Nichols in those days. Okay, now we will continue with the Battle of the Bassists. Now let's go to round three of the Battle of the Bassists. And for Wardley, I'm going to play You're the Cream of My Coffee, recorded by the California Ramblers on November 15th, 1928. And the composition of the band is exactly the same as the one for Me and the Man and the Moth. For Steve Brown, I'm going to go to a recording by Gene Golcad and his orchestra. This is before Bix, April 23rd, 1926. Lonesome and Sorry, It's a Benny Davis, Con Conrad composition. We were talking about Benny Davis regarding Babyface in the forum some few days ago. Anyway, the composition of the band here is Fozzie Ferrar and Ray Ludwig on trumpet, Spiegel Wilcox and Bill Rank on trombone, Doc Riker, Jimmy Dorsey and Don Murray on reeds, Joe Benuti on violin, Lou Congo, although I think it's Lou Longo on piano, Howdy Quixell on banjo, Steve Brown on string bass, Chauncey Morehouse on drums, and Ross Morgan is the arranger and director. So let's continue then with the Battle of the Bands. First, Ward Lay with the California Ramblers in 1928. And then Sam Brown with the Gene Golcat, 1926.
Thank you.
Those two bassists are both excellent, there's no question about it. All right, we have reached the end of the Battle of the Bands with round four coming up. And for Wardley, I'm going to play Got a Feeling for You. This was recorded on May 23rd, 1929 by the Hot Air Men. And the men are Phil Napoleon on trumpet, Carl Loeffler on trombone, Pete Pumiglio on clarinet or alto sax, Chauncey Gray on piano, Tommy Fellini on guitar, Ward Lay on string bass, Stan King on drums. Now, I couldn't have a battle of the bands a battle of the bassists including Sam Brown without having Dinah. Dinah was recorded on January 20, 1926 by Gene Golcat with Fozzie Farrar and Ray Ludwig on trumpets, Spiegel Wilcox and Bill Rank on trombone, Doc Riker and Jimmy Dorsey and Don Murray on reeds, Joe Venuti on violin, Lou Longo on piano, Howdy Quixell on banjo, Steve Brown on string bass, Chauncey Morehouse on drums, Russ Morgan was the arranger and director, and here is where Steve Brown slaps his bass. So let's listen then to the last round of the Battle of the Bands. First, Ward Lay in 1929, and then Steve Brown in 1926. Thank you. this brings to an end the Battle of the Bassists. They are both terrific musicians, and I declare it a tie. All right, now to end today's program, I'd like to go to the modern musicians, and I chose the West End Jazz Band. This is their latest CD, and this is what it says in the back. In the year of Big Spiderbeck's 100th birthday, 2003, the West End Jazz Band celebrated this event by doing a live recording at the Blue Lantern in Hudson Lake, Indiana. Dating back to about 1914, this dance hall was the place where Biggs played for the summer of 1926 with the Gene Golcat Band from Detroit. This was issued in the year 2004. It's Legacy 2K104. West End Jazz Band live at the Blue Lantern on Hudson Lake. The selection that I chose from this very nice CD is Buffalo Rhythm. And the members of the band are Frank Gualtieri on trombone, Mike Waldridge on tuba, John Otto on reeds and vocals, Wayne Jones on drums, Lee Bezin on banjo, guitar, and vocals, and Mike Bezin, the leader of the band, on cornet and vocals. So here is the West End Jazz Band, recorded live in the year 2003 in the Blue Lantern in Indiana. That is very nice. These guys really bring back the sound of the hot dance bands from the 1920s. It turns out that they will be playing at the next Big Cruise. That's going to be in November of the year 2005. I will make some announcements in the pixography, perhaps also in the forum. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.